The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always great to speak to Emily Nicol. And Emily, before we get onto the league so far, let's have a look at your time at Fever. Obviously, plenty to treasure. And what did you take from it and take from that experience? And I don't just mean the merch.
Definitely came back with some merch. Yeah, it was obviously such an immense opportunity to be given the chance to go out and train with West Coast Fever for those 3 weeks. And it went by in a blur, but it was just so good to be able to train at that intensity. And I think what's just been able to live that full-time athlete life. And I really felt the benefits in their training of being fresh and having the time to recover. Whereas here, you know, you're juggling like full-time work and trying to be a full-time netballer, which doesn't always add up. So I think the main things I took away was just like that intensity that you can train at, and just probably the importance of recovery as well.
What was it like being around some of the players, some of the talent there? And
yeah, I mean, I couldn't fault the girls. They were super nice to me and totally welcoming, and I think that's a testament to the culture that the club's created. And you know, it's just amazing to be able to see how the likes of Courtney Bruce apply her trade week in, week out at training. And it's nice to see, you know, there's some things that you can see from a Sirens environment or a Thistles environment that, you know, we're along the right path and we're trying to track to where they're at. So yeah, it was just really cool to be able to see what it looks like from a training perspective. And yeah, those guys go really, really hard, and that's what you need to do, so that then when it comes to match play, it's second nature to you.
And I think we saw the pictures online as well, but what was the proper reaction like from Sirens when you turned up in all the Fever merch?
Yeah, they definitely like to take the mick out of me, but I have prevailed, and I take my West Coast Fever water bottle with me to all my sessions as just a little reminder of that time, so that when I'm tired or whatever, I look over and I'm just like, yep, remember that experience and just how amazing it was and where you want to get to. So yeah, the girls were all loved it and they all wanted to hear about it. So yeah, but they do like to take the mick out of me when I post anything or mention about this one time I was in Australia. So they like to, yeah, they take the mick out of me.
This season then, have you noticed maybe any changes at all in training at all, or has it been as was?
Obviously, we've got a few different personnel in, which inevitably changes your group. So that's, we've got a new energy within the squad this year, so that's always good to freshen things up. And as a squad, like, we do quite a lot of reflection at the end of the season, and I know that Leslie also did quite a lot of looking back on last year and things that we can try and tailor for this year. And even from week to week, we're constantly reviewing what can we do better, so we're not just happy to kind of stay where we're at. Like, we are always searching how to make that training environment as best as possible. So it's still consistent in terms of, you know, we still go out hard, we still try our absolute best, but yeah, we do make tweaks here and there, and obviously the new people bring some new energy as well.
Is it good to have Natalie back?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, her stint was shortened by COVID, so it was nice to have a friendly face back. And again, she's brought Helen Taylor with her from Australia as well as a training partner. And then we've obviously got Stella and Abby Robson, and you know, it just brings a fresh life and also a bit of a new style, which is good for us.
The nice thing is Stella and Tuera as well, they're a main part of the squad, and it's just having people like them as part of the team.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when Tuera first came over, she plays such a different style, but absolutely loved it, and we built a structure around, you know, that strength. And same with Stella now being in the squad, it brings a totally different flair. She plays totally different, and I think it's, we can obviously teach them things, but what we can learn from them. And you know, they're both physical beasts, both Tuera and Stella, so it's great to be able to play against that. And also thinking long term from a Thistle perspective, you know, like from my development, Uganda are a team that we're wanting to challenge, so if I'm getting to play against the Ugandan goal attack week in, week out, that's also going to benefit me from a Scotland perspective.
Fans of the league though can only imagine how much of a guiding figure Claire Max is. So what's some of her qualities?
Yeah, Claire's a very, very close friend of mine as well, so it's been amazing to
watch what you say.
Yeah, I have to watch what I say. But obviously when I first came into the squad, I didn't know her at all, and it was I was totally shell-shocked when I first met her and everything like that. So it's been really nice. Like, she's obviously had such a huge part in my journey as a netballer from when I first came in to where I am now. And she's been a constant, steady kind of leadership force and a close friends for me to be able to, you know, share my thoughts with and have lots of tips. And, you know, when I'm on the transverse line with her as wing defence and I'm goal defence, like we totally feel in control and we know each other's movements inside out. And, you know, Brownie's not the most, she's not necessarily the most, like, loud or out there player, but it's just her quiet confidence that she's got, and she just has a bit of an aura about her. So I think, you know, she is obviously one of the older players now within her squad, but just brings loads of experience, loads of wisdom. So it's, yeah, such a gem to have within our squad, and constantly just trying to take advantage of that.
I want to pick up on two rounds that have previously gone so far. round four is the one with Bath.
Yeah.
You got to love games like that.
I mean, I do love that intensity and the real battle of the game. I'd love it even more if we came out on the winning side of it. And
yeah,
I think in particular, I mean, our start in the Bath game was tragic, probably. And so from the first few minutes, you know, we were chasing. And although we've touched on this in the last couple of weeks, it's a real strength of the side and squad of being able to be those comeback queens, almost, like we never say die, like we constantly fight and we love to scrap. And although we love that, we also need to also learn the flip side of that, which is being able to, you know, take the lead and be dominant with that and push on. And I think that's what we then saw probably the following week with Rhinos, that we actually did get that lead and we had a strong first half, but then weren't able to capitalise on the second half. So yes, it's great. And the fans, for example, like in both for the Bath game and the Rhinos game were unbelievable. So it's great from a fan engagement perspective. But as a player, obviously, we'd like to have more of a gap.
Seventh at the minute. How do you see the rest of the season going?
Yeah, I think I'm actually really pleased that everyone's now been beaten in league, because I think it keeps it really, really interesting. And everyone has to turn up on their absolute best every single day. And we've been punished when we haven't done that. And it's a full 60-minute performance is required from each team. And I think there obviously has been a bit of a shake-up this year in terms of where teams are at, which is always exciting. And I think it's just a really challenging year. I definitely think it's one of the highest quality seasons that I've been part of. It's really unpredictable, actually. And obviously, we're, what, 5 rounds in now, so played almost about a quarter of the matches. So we've still not come across all the teams yet, but it's just interesting to see different styles and how we match up and tweak certain strategies. And then we're already, like, really looking forward to obviously, like, playing the likes of Bath and Rhinos again to get those wins.
And still picking up plenty from Leslie.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Leslie still is at pretty much the earlier side of her head coach career within the Super League. So she's learning, we're learning, she's learning all the time about athletes. And as I say, we do a lot of reflecting, and Leslie obviously brought so much as a thistle and also had time in the Super League. So she's a real wise head that we've got as well to draw experience on. And then obviously just to help with our setup and stuff, we've got Karen Atkinson as well, which is a bit of a guiding light for us. So yeah, you can't go far wrong when you've got people like that in your organisation.
I know what I meant to ask you. Time and time again, mind, Sirens marketing and digital team absolutely knock it out the park. And it's like, I only just stood in front of a white screen and then see those final images and look at the images and what they've done to you. A word on that?
Yeah, so I think, obviously, we've got a really strong team, and Claire Nelson, our CEO, she has quite a clear idea of how she wants the brand to be perceived. And I think that then flows down throughout the full franchise. And, you know, we are that brave, we're that strong team, and we are all about trying to bring our side and tribe along on that journey. And along with Nike, we've had that idea of a collective power, and we all have our own individual superpowers. And, you know, it's quite powerful, like, even in the changing room, you know, that's common language that we use. Like Leslie says this before the game, like, for example, like, my superpower is relentless. So, like, how am I going to bring that out on court? And then we almost use it as a measure after the game to kind of reflect on our performance. So it is such a common theme within the franchise about this collective power. And we've been able to really capture it, I think, really, really well with the media. And it does really grab attention, you know, in that sporting world across social media. And even today, with, like, Sirens have put out a really strong video that I did with them for International Women's Day, just to showcase, you know, the strength of the athlete and what Sirens are about. And I think we are quite trailblazing in that respect. And, you know, I think we're Sirens are quite open to ideas. Like, I saw a similar video and had said to Carolyn, our digital person, like, oh, I love this. Like, is there any way we could do something like that? And then obviously just trying to bring into our pictures the idea of Sirens. So bring in that water and just the strength and just trying to show young athletes and young girls, young boys, the sport in the best possible light to try and inspire them, really.
They've got that absolutely nailed on.
Yeah.
Travelling to Pulse next, so what kind of games do you expect?
Yeah, Pulse have obviously had quite a strong start to the Super League, and they'll obviously be coming off confident off the back of a win against Storm. It's been obviously a while since we played them, and I think they have some, obviously, a big, tall, rangy defence end, which you have to just be careful with their big hands, and obviously the power of Fadujo as well, being able to come out for intercepts. So I think it's probably more about a smart game and just really having a look at their setups and things like that. But it will be tough, and we'll have to play our absolute best netball for 60 minutes. But, you know, we'll do the work this week to see how we can pick apart their structures and what we can bring to the game.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.